This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Amanda Reyes, date of birth May 8, 1995. Case ID number is 465-9630. Date of exam 12/8/2022. Duration of examination 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Eduardo Flores. Identifying information. This is a 27-year-old single female with three children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of coronary artery disease, comma, congestive heart failure, comma, and chest pain, comma, and hypertension. The claimant is presently unemployed and her last employment date was in April 2021. The claimant was a provider for 2 months and worked in a bar and grill for another year. She also worked at a gasoline station for 1 year. At the present time, she works 4 hours per day, 7 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. And that was her last job. The claimant lives in an apartment with her three children, and she receives child support for only one child. The other two children belong to another father. She is presently not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegations number one, coronary artery disease / congestive heart failure / chest pain. Number two, hypertension. History of allegations, coronary artery disease / congestive heart failure / chest pain. The claimant states that on April 2021, she presented to Valley Regional Hospital in Brownsville, where she was hospitalized for 3 weeks. Secondary to having a myocardial infarction. The claimant was diagnosed with coronary artery disease and a stent was placed in one of her clogged arteries. She states the character of the pain was a sharp burning pain located on the left side of her chest, which radiated up to her left shoulder. She states the pain lasted for 1 hour and it was a pain that she would get at least once per day. At the present time, the claimant still has occasional chest pain that will last a few minutes, and it's more like a tingling sensation that she feels or a pricking sensation in her chest. She states that the chest pain was precipitated by exertion, and she would feel fatigue and lightheadedness. She denies any relation to food intake. The claimant states that when she does have the chest pain, she'll take one nitroglycerin, which appears to be enough to relieve the chest pain she's having along with resting. She states there's no relation to antacids. Her symptoms include shortness of breath, palpitations, diaphoresis, and dizziness. She denies any nausea or vomiting. Her risk factors include hypertension, positive family history of heart disease, and high cholesterol. She denies having diabetes mellitus, smoking, or being in menopause. The claimant does have a life vest that she uses. The claimant denies any history of peptic ulcer disease, gastritis, hiatal hernia, biliary disease, pancreatitis, esophagitis, pulmonary emboli or costochondritis. She has been diagnosed with congestive heart failure, and she states that she can be short of breath even when she's resting. The claimant denies any pedal edema and states that she sleeps with two pillows at night. She was diagnosed with congestive heart failure, comma, coronary artery disease, comma, ischemic cardiomyopathy with left ventricular dysfunction, comma, placement of a defibrillator and pacemaker implant, which was done August 18, 2021. The claimant's ejection fraction was 36%, which is low. Her physician was Dr. Fadi. Allegation number two, hypertension. The claimant states in April 2021, she was having chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, and frontal headaches, but no blurred vision. The claimant did have a myocardial infarction, which occurred in April of 2021. She denies any cerebral vascular accident or nephropathy. Her blood pressure at this visit was 127 over 85 mmHg, and her heart rate was 69 beats per minute. She is presently taking metoprolol 25 milligrams QD and lisinopril 5 milligrams QD, which appears to be controlling her blood pressure. Limitations: the claimant is able to walk one block, comma, stand for 5 minutes, comma, climb one flight of stairs with the rail slowly, comma, squat, comma, and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button her clothes and lift approximately 5 pounds above her head. Her cardiologist and physician is Dr. Juan Garcia. She has no assistive devices and takes no medication for pain. She says she does minimal physical activity, except for taking care of her children. Her daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, cooking, comma, and occasionally doing the laundry. She does not go to the grocery store or do any heavy exercise. Family history: her father had coronary artery disease at the age of 48. Her mother is 47 and suffers from pre-diabetic conditions and fibromyalgia. Medications: aspirin 81 milligrams POQD, metoprolol 25 milligrams QD, lisinopril 5 milligrams QD, Brilinta 90 milligrams BID, and atorvastatin 40 milligrams QD. Medical problems: hypertension, comma, myocardial infarction with the placement of a stent, comma, chest pain, comma, mild congestive heart failure, comma, coronary artery disease, comma, ischemic cardiomyopathy with left ventricular dysfunction, comma, ejection fraction of 36%, comma, left ventricular hypertrophy, comma, angina, comma, placement of a defibrillator and pacemaker performed on August 18, 2021, comma, dyslipidemia, comma, social history: tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse: the claimant does have a history of smoking marijuana. She states that she'll usually smoke a marijuana joint and then have 3 blunt per day, and states that she did that for 2 years. The last time she used marijuana was in January 2021. Communicable diseases: the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination: temperature is 97.7 Fahrenheit, weight 135 pounds, height 5 feet 2 inches, BP 127 over 85 mmHg, heart rate 69 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, BMI 25. General: this is a 27-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you please drop down to cardiovascular after the last sentence? There is a 5-centimeter by 2-centimeter surgical scar in the left upper quadrant of her chest, and a palpable pacemaker and defibrillator, which was placed in the left upper area of her chest as well, which appears to be healed and well intact. Could you please drop down to after neurological exam on the last page, chest x-ray, no acute findings, functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields or in her vision. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to mild heart disease. Probable diagnosis, number one, coronary artery disease, / congestive heart failure, / chest pain, / ischemic cardiomyopathy, / left ventricular dysfunction with hypertrophy, - being treated at this time. The claimant has had a life vest and a defibrillator as well as a pacemaker implanted. Her ejection fraction was 36%, which is low. However, the claimant has had treatment and surgery, as well as a stent placement to correct her problems. Otherwise, her physical examination was normal. Allegation number two, hypertension, being treated at this time. Blood pressure was 127 over 85 mmHg, which is normal. The claimant did not appear to be symptomatic and had a normal physical exam. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Amanda Reyes.